USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
British Prime Minister Theresa May facing a no-confidence vote from her Conservative Party members today.
So there will now be a vote of confidence in my leadership of the Conservative Party. I will contest that vote with everything I've got.
May's problems stemming from her efforts to negotiate a deal with the European Union for Brexit. The UK leaving the EU, British voters narrowly approved it in a 2016 referendum. May negotiated a deal, but the plan has next to no support among leaders of her party. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 4.4 earthquake struck this morning in Tennessee. No immediate reports of any injuries or damage. British journalist Piers Morgan says he'd like to be President Trump's new chief of staff. He says so in an open letter published in Tuesday's Daily Mail. This is USA Radio News.
Nearly 40 kids a day are injured by TV and furniture tip-overs, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Since 2000, 450 children have died from tipped furniture or a falling television. With lots of shoppers buying TVs and furniture this holiday season, CPSC wants to remind you to anchor these items to the wall to prevent tip-over incidents. Anne-Marie Burkles, the acting chairman of the U.S. CPSC.
Please take a few minutes to anchor TVs and furniture this holiday season to save a life. This quick and easy step could prevent an injury or even the death of a child. Remember to anchor it for safety.
TVs should always be placed on a sturdy, low base and pushed back as far as possible or mounted to the wall. Keep heavier items on low shelves or drawers. Recycle older TVs. With anchoring kits available from major retailers and online, anchoring furniture and TVs is inexpensive and only takes a few minutes. Find out more information at anchorit.gov. Check cpsc.gov for recalls.
If we have to close down the country over border security, I actually like that.
After President Trump says that during a meeting with top Democratic leaders at the White House yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell told reporters he's actually hoping for what he calls a smooth ending to the continuing dispute over funding for the massive border wall the president wants.
With maximum cooperation, magic things happen at Christmas.
Without a deal, there could be a partial government shutdown come December 21st. A sweeping farm bill is heading to the U.S. House after the Senate passed it yesterday. The more than $800 billion bill easily approved on an 87-13 vote. It'll provide billions in subsidies to U.S. farmers. President Trump's former personal lawyer could be sentenced to prison today as prosecutors say Michael Cohen deserves a stiff sentence for pleading guilty to tax and campaign finance violations because he wasn't forthcoming in the special counsel's Russia probe. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is petitioning a federal judge not to send him to jail. Flynn's lawyers submitting their sentencing memo and pointing out the former general has been cooperative in the special counsel's probe. And they're asking the judge to sentence Flynn to 200 hours of community service. Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with a Russian ambassador. They point out that Flynn's cooperation with the Robert Mueller investigation was not grudging or delayed. Flynn is scheduled to be sentenced next week. France's interior minister says three people are dead, 12 others hurt, in a shooting near a Christmas market in Strasbourg yesterday. Several of the people suffering severe injuries. The suspected shooter still on the run at last check, but authorities say they do know who he is. That city that's on the border with Germany effectively on lockdown for hours after the incident as police have been looking for that shooter. Back to border issues, some of the migrants who've been hoping to seek asylum in the United States are making a demand. Let them in or give them $50,000 each to go back home. About 100 Central American migrants went to the U.S. consulate in Tijuana, Mexico yesterday making that demand, saying they're tired of waiting around for asylum claims to be processed. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com and for USA Radio.